啊，弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我还忘了有个翻译啊，谢谢。啊，小朋友可以到你的主日学教室，谢谢提醒。十二月呢，是纪念耶稣诞生的日子。
December is usually a time that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
但是我们更要想到的是十字架救赎的恩典。
But we should think more about the grace of the salvation on the cross.
像刚才在唱十字架。是我的荣耀的时候，让我感受很深。
And just now we sang the hymn, "The cross is my glory," and I'm deeply touched.
想到十字架的恩典，我们本是不配的。
We're not worthy of the grace of the salvation on the cross.
但是十字架的恩典，让我们能够。成为神的子民。
But the grace of the cross, the salvation, makes us the people of God.
所以，当我们想到主耶稣诞生的时候，我们更要思想十架救赎的恩典。
When we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we should think more about the salvation of Jesus.
那今天呢，我们所要分享的，我们还是着重在主耶稣。
Today we'll share with you more about Jesus.
今天的信息是他的名为以马内利。
Today's message is His name is Emmanuel.
可以的话，请我们起立，我们一起来念几段圣经。
Let's all stand up and let's read a few scriptures.
第一个地方是马太福音第一章二十一节到二十三节。
First scripture comes from the Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 to 23.
我们一起同声来念。
耶和华，
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知的话说。必有童女怀孕生子，这要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出了就是神与我们同在。第二段经文是路加福音第二章十到十一节。
Luke chapter 2:10-11.
一二请，那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕。”我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，你今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。第三段经文，彼得后书三章第十八节。
Second Peter 3:18.
你们却要在我们的主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进，愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。阿们。我们低头，我们祷告。
Let's bow head and pray.
阿们，父神，我们献上感谢的心。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
在这圣诞的季节，让我们真的是思想主你的降生。
During this Christmas season, and let's think about your birth.
让我们真知道说，你是以马内利与我们同在的主。
So we truly know that you are Emmanuel, God with us.
也真的知道说，主，你是救主，你是耶稣基督。
And we also know that you are our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
真的帮助我们，让我们在知识和恩典上 有长进，直到见你面。
It helps us to grow in the knowledge and in the grace of our Lord till we meet you again.
祷告，感谢，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray, we give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们所念的这几段经文当中
，In the scriptures we just read.
有提到几个名字
，It mentioned a few names.
在马太福音里面提到耶稣
，The book of Matthew mentioned Jesus.
他原来意思是耶和华是拯救
，And it means that the Lord is our salvation.
然后在路加福音里面提到救主，主基督
，And the scriptures in the book of Luke mentions a Savior.Christ the Lord.
这边很清楚，救主我们大家都很清楚，主我们也很清楚。那基督呢是弥赛亚。
And we all know what is Savior and what is a Lord, and Christ means Messiah.
在彼得后书里面把这整个集合在一起，主，救主耶稣基督。
And the second Peter, the verse in second Peter mentions all these four names, a Lord, the Savior, Jesus, and Christ.
那我们在恩典跟知识上，因着主救主耶稣基督，我们有长进。
So we should grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
从今天直到永远。
From now to forevermore.
其实这边从今直到永远非常的重要。
It is very important here in the phrase both now and forever.
很多时候我们在讲长进的时候
，A lot of times we talk about growing.
我们可能会想到说五年前、十年前，甚至二十年前我蒙恩得救的时候。
We may think about the time, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago when we first received the grace of the Lord.
但这边提到是从今直到永远。
And, but now it mentions both now and forever.
我们长进不是只有过去。
We did not just grow in the past.
包括现在跟将来。
It should be now and forever.
在今天早上主日学的时候。
This morning in the Sunday school.
我们讲到在恩典上长进。
We talk about growing in the grace of our Lord.
我问弟兄姐妹一件事情。
I asked brothers and sisters a question.
我们是否在过去一年经历到在恩典上的长进
？In the past year, have we ever experienced growth in the grace of our Lord?
当我们讲长进的时候，恩典的时候，我们可会想到十年、二十年，但是就在这一年，你有没有
？When we think about growing in the grace, we may think about those times 10 years ago or 20 years ago, but I ask the brothers and sisters, in the past year, have you ever experienced the grace?
很多时候我们在聚会做见证的时候，我们可以讲五年前、十年前。
We'll make testimonies in gatherings, and we can talk about those things 5 years ago or 10 years ago.
但是今年呢？
But how about this year?
很多时候我们好像没有办法真正举例来说今年到底有什么什么样的恩典
It seems hard for us to under such circumstances we can experience the grace or the growth in the grace
恩典有人讲说有属世的跟属灵的
Sometimes talk about the grace in the worldly matters or in spiritual things
不管属灵或属世
Whether it's worldly or spiritual.
如果恩典你不知道你是白白得来的话
If you do not know that you get the grace freely,
这些恩典在你口中可能过三天就不是恩典了
Then those grace may not be grace after 3 days.
在属灵上你可以读很多的圣经
In spiritual matters, and you can read a lot of scriptures.
你可以读很多属灵的书籍。
You probably read a lot of spiritual books.
但是，如果你今天看到一个别人，他不只读， 他记得比你多。
But if you see someone else who not only read a lot of things, he remembered those things.
你可能会很生气，说神啊，为什么我没有别人聪明
？You probably get angry and ask God why, am not smarter than him or her.
你看到别人侍奉比你好的时候。
When you see someone else serves better than you,
你可以讲说主啊，为什么我没有那一些侍奉的恩典
？And you probably ask God, why, Lord, why don't I have those spiritual talents?
在属世上，神给很多祝福恩典的时候，我们都会很感谢。
And when God provides us a lot of the worldly blessings, when we give thanks to the Lord.
但是如果我们把这些神给我们点，我们跟别人一比较的时候，有时候我们跌倒了。
But sometimes when we compare those worldly blessings with others, and we stumble.
在公司里面，我们会有加薪。
And we probably have had a salary increase in our company.
可能我福山今年加薪，神给我5000块，我感谢主。
I probably thank God for giving me a 5,000.Salary increase this year.
实际上多少我还不知道哈。
But,
只是个比喻。
I'm not sure how much I will get. This is just an illustration.
可是我一问国华。
If I ask 国华 Brother 国华，
他说感谢神，我有10,000块。
He said, "Yeah, I thank God for a $10,000 increase."
这也是个比喻而已。
That's also an illustration.
刚开始5000块，我感谢赞美主。
And at first, I thank God for $5,000 salary increase.
看到国华10,000块的时候，我说神啊，你不公平。
When I learned that Brother Guohua got 10,000, and I think that God is unfair.
所以我们看到，有时候我们的恩典是在跟别人比较。
Sometimes we compare our grace with others.
我们在属灵侍奉上，我跟别人比较。
In the our serving the Lord, we compare with others.
我们在属世上所给我们的恩典，我们跟别人比较。
When we compare with others on those worldly matters, worldly blessings.
刚开始的时候，我们认为是恩典。
At beginning, we thought those are all graces.
实际上，我们认为那是我应该得到的。
But a lot of times we took it for granted, and we think that those are what we deserved.
我们不会认为说我们本不配，但是神赐给我，我感谢神。
A lot of times we don't think that we are not worthy of those grace, and we should give thanks to the Lord.
所以在主日学的时候，我跟弟兄姐妹分享。
So today in the Sunday school, I shared with brothers and sisters.
真正的恩典，我们要知道我们本是不配的。
The true grace is that what we do not deserve.
不管在属灵上
whether in spiritual things,
或在属事上
or worldly matters,
我们都是不配的
we are not worthy of those things.
当唯有知道我们是不配的时候，我们这个恩典的感谢才会是真实的感谢。
Only when we realize that we are not worthy of those graces and our thanks to the Lord are true.
如果是基于比较的时候，你很快就会跌倒。
If we make comparisons with others, we are easy to stumble.
这是我们今天早上在主日学所分享，因为刚好我们也讲到彼得后书3:18。
Those words we shared in this morning Sunday school, and because we also shared this verse, 2 Peter 3:18.
但是我们今天早上现在要分享，最主要是在主救主耶稣基督。
But today I will share with you a Lord, a Savior, Jesus Christ.
主救主，他是救主，是信靠人的拯救。
First of all, and He is our Savior, and He is the salvation of those who trust in Him.
我们来念一段经文，是从希伯来书。2:14-15，我们坐着念就可以。
Let's read together this verse from the book of Hebrews 2:14-15.
又请，和你既同有血肉之体，他照样亲自成了血肉之体， 我也要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。再还有一段经文，
Another verse from
罗马书第七章第十八十八节二十四节跟二十五节。
The scriptures from Romans chapter 7.
一个情，我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督就脱离了。这样看来，我以内心顺服神的律，我的肉体却顺服罪的律。在一段经文，约翰福音一章第七节跟第九节。
First John 1:7-9.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的污秽。 OK， 最后一段经文是在以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Final Isaiah 9:6，
因为一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。感谢主，从这些经文里面让我们看到救主是信靠人的拯救。
Thank the Lord. From these verses, and we can see that our Savior is the salvation of us who trust in Him.
又是在第以赛亚书第九章第六节，和平的君。
Isaiah 9:6 says the Prince of Peace.
不知道弟兄姐妹怎么样看待这句话，和平的君。
I don't know what you think about this verse, the Prince of Peace.
看到目前时代的动荡。民攻打民，国东攻打国。
When you see the turmoils in this world, and the country against the country, and nation against nation.
还有看到这个是很多的种族的问题，政治的问题。
A lot of racial conflicts and a lot of political problems.
那我们怎么讲说耶稣是和平的君呢？
How do we understand that Jesus is the Prince of Peace?
大家怎么样看待这个和平的君？
How do you understand this phrase, the Prince of Peace?
你们怎么想？你们要分享？
Anybody like to share about this?
我想和平的君最主要是让我们与神和好。
I think the Prince of Peace mainly refers to we have peace with God.
所以我们讲说他是信靠人的拯救。
So we see that He is the salvation of us who trust in Him.
我不晓得大家是不是经历到所谓的怕死而为奴的，你们这样一个经历。
I don't know if you have that experience that you are subject to bondage through fear of death.
那是什么让你从里面走出来的？
And what delivered you out of it?
我有神。
Only God can do it.
今天早上在主日学跟弟兄姐妹分享一个例子。
And I shared with brothers and sisters this morning in our Sunday school example.
在公司上班的时候，遇到一位同事。
And I met with a colleague in my company.
那在公司当中，你碰到人的时候都很习惯问好。
And when you encounter someone and at the workplace and you like to greet them.
举个例子, 可能我在公司看到云飞。
Now, for example, I met with Brother Yunfei at a company.
我可能跟他讲说, Yunfei, how are you?
I probably greeted him like, Yunfei, how are you doing?
那我所期待的, 可能是云飞说, I'm good, 然后你走你的, 我走我的。
I probably expected answers like, I'm good, and then we just pass by each other.
甚至有时候云飞还没有回答的时候, 我就已经消失不见了。
Or sometimes before he gave me the answer, and I already passed him by.
但是一两个月前，在公司我遇到一件事情。But
a couple of months ago, and I encountered something.
在公司有一位老同事，七十几岁。And
an old colleague in my company who's in his 70s.
我们就把他名当作是云飞。I
just temporarily call him 云飞。
我说, Yunfei, how are you today?
And I said, Yunfei, how are you today?
我预备的是, Yunfei 说, I'm fine, 然后就走掉了。
I expected answer like that, I'm fine, and then we just go by each other.
但是云飞没有这样回答我。
But Yunfei didn't answer me like that.
他给我的不是标准答案。
He did give me a correct answer.
他说, answer.
He said, no good.
我非常的沮丧。
I'm very depressed.
我本来跟他已经跟云飞错身而过了。
I almost passed him by.
那我就再退回来。And
I came back.
我问说云飞什么事情呢?
And asked, what's the matter?
七十几岁的同事了。
A colleague who's in his 70s.
他说我很沮丧, 我很害怕。
He said that I'm very depressed and I'm very afraid.
他说我这个 weekend 在 mall 里面遇到一件事情。
He said that this weekend I encountered something at the mall.
当我遇到那件事情的时候，我想说，我们人还有盼望吗？我们美国还有盼望吗？
And when I experienced that incident, I was asking myself, do I still have hope? Does Americans still have hope?
那时候我不晓得云飞是不是基督徒。
At that time, I didn't know if Yunfei is a Christian.
但是忽然心中有一个意念。
But something came into my mind.
你要知道，我们生命是在上帝的手中，我们是有神的。
You should know that we our life in the hands of God, and we have a God.
我不晓得我为什么会讲这句话，因为我不晓得云飞是不是基督徒。
I don't know why I said this to him because I didn't know that if he is a Christian.
但是我还是跟云飞讲说我们是有神的。
But I still said to him that we have a God.
神掌权。
God is in control.
不管这个世代，不管美国如何动荡，如何变。
However this world changes, how American changes.
不管百姓对执政掌权者的看法是如何。
No matter what the view of those people toward those in power or in authorities.
我们是有神的。
We are people who have God.
当我讲完了以后,
when I said these words to him,
七十几岁的云飞, 眼睛亮了。
And this brother who's in his 70s, his eyes brightened.
啊, 他笑了。
And he smiled at me.
他说, Amen, 我们是有神的。
He said, Amen, that we have a God.
神是我们的拯救，我们信靠他。
God is our salvation, and we trust in Him.
我跟他讲完以后，在末发生的事情没有改变。And
I said those words to him, but those things happened at the mall didn't change at all.
美国政权没有改变。The
authorities in the American didn't change.
疫情没有改变。The
pandemic didn't change.
世界没有改变,
and the world didn't change.
但他改变了,
but he was changed.
因为神是我们的拯救, 是我们的主。
Because the Lord, the God, is our salvation, and he is our Lord.
看到他的改变的时候, 我也改变。
When I saw his change, I was changed too.
当很多时候我们圣经念很多的时候，我就说主掌权的时候。
When we read a lot of the Bible and we know that God is in control.
你说神能够改变拯救人的时候。
When you see that God can change people.
那感觉上只是一种知识上的了解跟认识。
It seems just a knowledge in our mind.
当我看到那个弟兄笑了，眼睛明亮了。
But when I saw that brother, he smiled and his eyes brightened.
我也真正体验到说，我讲的那一句话，我们是有永生，是有救主的。
And really experience the word I have spoken. We have a God and we have a salvation.
在后来一段时间当中，当我看到他的时候
，And in some time after that, when I, a time when I saw him,
他永远是嬉笑的，快乐的。
He always smiled at me. He was joyful.
当我在公司遇见到他的时候
，And when I met with him at the company,
老远的时候他就跟我挥手 ，Who are you?
And when he was still far from me, and he will greet me, hi.How are you?
我知道说他生命他已经不再害怕，因为主是他的救主。
And I know that he was no longer afraid because the Lord is his salvation.
我也知道说这位主是又真又活，因为我看到云飞弟兄的改变。
And because I also know that our Lord is a living God because I saw the change of this brother.
你有这样的经历吗
？Have you had any such experiences?
你有真正经历到说信靠他的人不再贪生怕死而为奴吗
？Have you experienced that those who trust in him will not be afraid of death anymore？
在我们生命当中有很多软弱的时候。
A lot of times in our life we have weaknesses。
但是在罗马书里面讲到。
But in the book of Romans。
在中间 讲到说我真是苦啊谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
In the middle of the verse says How wretched man I am Who can deliver me from this body of this death
感谢神靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了
I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord
在我们生命当中我们是不是真的有这样经历说感谢神他拯救了我让我脱离了罪
In our life, have you ever experienced that this moment that you thank God that you have experienced the salvation of God, that you are delivered from this kind of death?
在这一年当中，我们是不是真正去思想、去经历说，他是救主，他是信靠之人的拯救
？In the past year, have we ever experienced those times that we know that He is our salvation, He is our Savior?
很多时候我们认为拯救好像只有那我们受洗的时候那个拯救
A lot of times we think about the word salvation as a time that when we were baptized
但是我们知道神一生都在拯救我们
But we know that God has been delivering us all our lifetime
我们不只称义我们要成圣更像主
We are not just only justified, we will be sanctified and be more like God.
他是救主，是信靠之人的拯救。
He is our Savior. He is the salvation of us who trust in Him.
再来是看到他是主，是信靠之人生命生活的权柄。
The second is that he is our Lord and he has authority over us who trust in him.
我们来看几段经文。
Let's read a few more verses.
以赛亚书九章六到七节。
Isaiah 9:6-7.
也请。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙测试全能的神永在的父和平的君 他的政权以平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。下段经文我们一起来念哥林多后书五章第十四到第十五节。
2 Corinthians 5:14-15。
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人替众人都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。在下面一段经文也请。我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死，我们若活着是为主活，若死了是为主而死，我们或死总是主的人。他是主，是信靠之人生活、生命、生活的权柄。
He is our Lord, and He has authority over our life who trust in Him.
我想很多时候我们常听到的一句话就是说：“我的生命，我做主。”
A lot of times we hear people say that I have control over my life.
你真的能够控制吗
？But can you really control?
我记得我在2006年在摩比尔的时候，阿拉巴马。
And I remember that in 2006 when I was in Mobile, Alabama.
我在一次聚会结束的时候
，At the end of a gathering，
开车经过红绿灯
，And I drove past a red light.
当绿灯亮的时候，我要开车过去。
When the green light lit and I was ready to pass by.
但是我再先看看左边右边没车我再走。
But I looked around and saw there was no cars and then I'm ready to pass.
当我开到十字路口中间的时候。
But I was in the center of that crossing.
我看到我的左手边有两个大灯过来了。
And I saw two lights coming from my left side.
一下我们就被撞了。
And we were hit.
那时候我跟印祖，然后家小大概怀孕四个月，九个月，九六年对 ，sorry.
That was in 1996, and at that time on that car, 印祖 was with me, and Joshua was 4 months pregnant in mother's womb.
你会说我的生命我肯。我自己做主。
And probably you see that you can have control over your life.
印祖每次问我说：“你开车为什么那么小心
？”Every time, 印祖 will ask me, "Why are you so careful when you drive?"
我很自豪的说，没有说了，只是这么认为。
And I proudly think.
我小心的说，不会有事情。
If I'm very careful and things will not happen.
我的生命我掌控。
I have control over my life.
但是过到红绿灯的时候，车子一撞的时候，发觉不是我掌控。
But at that time when we were hit by another car, in the crossing, I know that our life is not in our control.
我们生命当中很多时候，我们认为是我掌控。
Many times we think that we have control over our life.
但是真正掌控我们的是神。
But God is in control.
他是我们的主。
He is our Lord.
我记得在2002年，我们要从美国搬回台湾的时候。
I remember that in 2002, and when we were ready to move to Taiwan from the U.S.
那时候我在想说，小孩子要念什么学校？
And I was thinking about what school the children will go to.
那学校有什么样的才艺
？And what talents they can learn in that school？
那我要住在哪里
？And where we will live？
那我想说，我回去的时候，孩子进度会不会落后
？And I always think about the progress of the study of my children。
能想我都想过了，能考虑都考虑过了。
I have think about all those things I could think about。
能够查的都查了。
And I searched a lot of things.
后来印祖跟我讲一句话。
And later, 印祖 said something to me.
主耶稣比我们更爱我们的孩子。
Lord Jesus loved our children more than us. More than we love our children.
多少时候，我们真的知道说他是我们生命的主。
A lot of times.How many times we know that God is the one who has control over our life?
真正知道说我们的生命我们的存活都在他呢
And know that our life lies in him.
所以当印祖跟我讲那句话了以后我就平安的搬了
And when 印祖 shared with me that word and I peacefully we moved back.
我没有找到很好的学校
We didn't find the best school.
但是我知道神是我的主
But we know that God is our Lord
神带领一切信靠他的人
And God leads those who trust him
我不再担心
I'm no longer in worry
所以我们想想看我们是我们的生命是神掌权还是我掌权
So think about, is our life under the control of ourselves or in the hands of God?
对不起，有一段经文。
There's one more verse.
以弗所书四章一节。
Ephesians 4:1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人。就当与蒙召的恩相称。在上个礼拜，叶凡弟兄跟我们分享服事与顺从。
Last week, Brother Abraham shared with us the message "Serve and follow."
当神跟摩西讲说让百姓出去的时候，讲了很重要一句话。
When God let Moses go to tell the Pharaoh. There was a very important sentence.
他说：“让我的百姓出去，好侍奉我。”
He said, "Let my people go so that they can serve me."
我们生命当中，我们是侍奉神的。
Is our life a life that serves God?
我们是不是竭力追求，真的是能够侍奉神
？Do we strive to serve God?
是不是让我们的生命为神所来掌管
Are we letting our life be controlled by God?
有时候我们认为我们生命为神所掌管的时候是成为我们一个借口
A lot of times we make it an excuse that our life is controlled by God
我们说神掌管所以我不用
We say that God has control over ourselves so we do not need to do anything
当我们在软弱的时候我们说啊，神会救我 ，It's OK.
And when we were weak, and we know, we say that God will.
我们软弱的时候，神会带领我们。
Oh, God will lead us, and we do not need to do anything.
我们在聚会当中，我们软弱的时候，我们说神知道我的心意。
In our gatherings, sometimes when we are weak, we set excuses. God knows our heart.
我想神知道我们的心意。
Yeah, I know that, of course, and God knows our heart.
但是我们有没有真的想要去说神啊，你是我生命的主的时候，我要去更多来爱你，更多来敬拜你。
But do we really think about what, when we realize that God is our Lord and we want to serve him more, we want to love him more and know him more?
真的是让我们所做的是跟蒙恩的蒙召的恩相称。
so that we should work worthy of the vocation with we are called.
在前面那段经文里面，基督的爱激励我们，我们想一人替众人死，众人就死了，会替众人死，将那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是替他们舍复活的主活的。
So here the verse says the love of Christ constrains us because we thus judge if one dies for all that we're all dead, and so we all, which we live, we should not live to ourselves but live to him who died for us and rose again.
在一个多月前
，About a month ago，
有位弟兄发生车祸
，And a brother experienced an accident, had an accident, car accident。
在医院的时候，我跟他聊天
，And in the hospital, I talked with him。
我说感谢神，神存留你性命
，And I said to him that thank Lord that God make you alive。
但是我问他，你有没有想过神为什么存留你性命
？And I asked him, do you, have you ever think about why God still let you be alive?
你以后的生活你要怎么回应
？How will you respond to God in the rest part of your life?
是不是你真的是能够为主而活
？Would you really live for God?
我不晓得这个弟兄以后是怎么样。
I don't know the future about this brother.
但是我为他祷告。
But I prayed for him.
他真的是神存留他性命的时候，他是为主而活。
When God still let him be alive, and he will live for God.
真是让我们知道，我们是生是死总是主的人。
So that we know that whether we live or we die, we are Lord's.
他是我们的主
He is our Lord
他是信靠人的生活的生命跟生活的权柄
And he has the authority over the life of those who trust in him
接下来我们再看他是耶稣是信靠人的生命生活的样式
Next let's look at that He is Jesus and he has the image and the form of the lifeOf those who trust in him.
我们来念几段经文。
Let's read a few more scriptures.
第一个是以赛亚书九章六节，我们刚才有念过，我们再念一下。
And let's read this verse again.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙测试全能的神永在的父和平的君马太福音十一章二十八二十九节凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里了我就使你们得安息我心里柔和谦卑你们当负我的轭学我的样式这样你们心里就必得安息希伯来书第四章十四到第十六节我们有一位已深入高天尊荣的大祭司就是神的儿子耶稣便当特意所承认的道因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样只是他没有犯罪所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助希伯来书五章八到九节他虽然为儿子还是因所受的苦难学了顺从他既得以完全就为凡顺从他的人 成了永远得救的根源。OK， 很多时候我们想到神，好像离我们很远。
A lot of times when we think about God, we think that He is very far away from us.
但是圣经告诉我们
，But the Bible tells us，
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered.
他既得完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him.
主耶稣来到世上。
Lord Jesus came to the world.
谦卑顺服以至于死。
And he humbled himself unto death.
且死在十字架上
，and the death of cross, the cross，
成为我们的榜样
，and he become an example of us。
但是多少时候，我们真是看到这样的榜样吗
？But have we really see such an example？
很多时候，我们所要的是我们自己的好。
We usually seek our own benefits。
很多我们所想要的是别人的称赞。
A lot of times we want to seek other people's praise.
但是我们是不是真正能够学习耶稣的样式？
But can we truly learn from Jesus, his example?
在马太福音，刚才我们念到。
The book of Matthew, we just read.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy burden.
我就使你们得安息。
And I'll give you rest.
我记得，洪涛弟兄跟我们在分享的时候，一句话让我思想很深。
I still remember that when Brother Barnabas shared with us something that impressed me a lot.
我们劳苦担重担的人。
We are labor and heavy burden.
很多时候我们是想说，我信主了，应该是充满了鲜花跟掌声。
A lot of times we think that when we believed in the Lord, and our life will be full of flowers and applauses.
但是我们还是会有劳苦。实际上
But in our life, we still have a lot of burdens.
但是劳苦不可怕。
But those labors and burdens are not to be afraid.
劳苦是谁要跟你同担
？Because God will share the labor with you.
还是你会讲说我的生命我做主
？Or you might say that you have control over your life.
还是你把它交托在神的面前
？Or you can put them under the feet of the Lord.
像这边所说的，我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。我要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Just as it says in this verse, let's then come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
我们是不是真的能够看到神的顺服的耶稣的顺服的时候，我们学习他的样式
？Can we really see the example of Jesus being humble, and we learn from him?
我们也学习顺服，说神啊，我什么都不能，你带领我。
And we also learn from his obedience that I, Lord, I'm not able. Please lead me.
不管外面的情况如何，我信靠你。
No matter what the circumstances are, I will trust in you.
就像主耶稣，不管外面情况如何，他信靠顺服神。
Just like Jesus, whatever the circumstances, he obeys God.
但是多少时候我们是跟着我们的感觉走
？But a lot of times we follow our own feelings.
跟着我们的欲望走。
We follow our own desires.
我记得我在工作的时候有一段时间刚换工作。
I remember a period when I just transitioned from a job to another.
当我换到一个新的工作的时候，我很高兴，因为这工作我很喜欢。
When I transitioned into a new job, I was very glad because I liked that job.
但是半年以后
But a half a year later
有个人问我一个问题
Someone asked me the question
他说你以前的工作你是不是很熟悉我说我很熟悉
He said to me Are you familiar with your past job? I said yes
他说我们需要有人帮忙
He said that we need help in that area
我当时在想一个问题
And at that time, I thought of that question.
我了解，但并不表示我喜欢。
Yeah, I know that area, but it doesn't mean that I like to do that job.
另外还有一个问题。
There is another question.
因为那个 job 的那个工作的这个曝光率几乎没有。
Because the exposure of that job is almost come to nothing.
我想我们在很多在职场工作人最重要好像就是说好像要让人能够知道你的成就
A lot of when we work in our area we want others to know your achievement
如果别人看不到你成就的时候你升不了官赚不了钱
And when others cannot see your achievement you cannot get promoted or salary increase
我好不容易换了一个工作别人可以看到我所做的
Yeah, I have tried a lot of means to transition from that job to a new job.
你又要回去重操旧业。
Do you want me to go back to that job, the old job?
但是当初忽然有个声音说，顺服在上掌权者。
And later I heard that voice in my mind that we should obey the one that is in authority.
然后他跟我讲说，三个月，我保证三个月把你调回来。
And he said to me that I guarantee that 3 months later and you will come back to your present job.
我说好吧顺服
I said yes, okay, I'll just obey.
所以我就从我的新工作又回去重操旧业但是只是不同的组别
So I went back to my old job but in a different group.
我一直想三个月赶快到
I hope that the 3 months will pass by quickly.
虽然我顺服执政掌权者
although I obey the one in power in authority.
但是我希望时间赶快过
but I still hope that time will fly.
但是很奇妙
but amazingly.
当我开始接触这个新的工作了以后
but when I started to do that job,
我发觉到说很多东西我们可以做
I found out that a lot, we can do a lot of things.
所以我有很多新的思想出来。
And we have some new ideas.
后来我就跟公司建议。
And I suggested the company.
后来对整个的制造业有一个很大的一个影响。
And there comes a great influence in that manufacture.
结果那个工作从三个月到现在十年我还在做
and that job I have been doing that job till now it has been 10 years
我想很多时候我们听神的话都并不一定都一样的结果
sometimes when we obeyed God the result might not be the same
当我当初想顺服执政掌权我并不是期望说我从里面得到多少我只是顺服而已
When I first obeyed, I didn't expect to get a lot of things from it. I think I just obeyed.
主耶稣是一个很好顺服的榜样。
Jesus is a good example for us to learn from him about humility.
我们生活，我们工作，我们是不是一样，真的是能够顺服神的话语？
Whether we live or we work, do we truly obey God's word?
求神帮助我们
May God help us
让我们学习顺服
So that we can learn to being humble
我们顺服不是因为我们期望的结果会比会我们认为的很好
Not because we expect something better will happen
我们顺服只因为他是主
We obey just because that he is our Lord
他是基督是信靠之人得胜和荣耀。
He is Christ. He is the victory and glory of those who trust in him.
那么念两处经文。
Let's read two scriptures.
第一个是罗马书八章二十八到三十节热情。我们晓得凡事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人，因为他预先知道的，就预先按儿子的样，是他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子，预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的又称他们为义，所称为义的又叫他们得荣耀。哥林多后书二章第十四节，热情，感谢神曾率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处宣扬那认识基督而有的香气。我们自己问我们一个问题，
We ask ourselves a question，
我们是不是真的在基督里夸胜？
Do we boast our triumph in Christ？
是不是我们真的靠着主我们得胜？
Do we really have a victory in Christ？
以我自己而言，
For myself，
有时候我会软弱，
Sometimes I'm weak，
但是我时常说，神啊，你加添给我力量。
I ask the Lord to give me strength.
我记得在开始我说那个新的工作以后，
And remember that when I started the new job，
时常到亚洲很多国家出差，
I had to travel to a lot of Asian countries.
那出差我想我们大家都很知道会有厂商招待。
You know that when you are on a business trip and some companies and some manufacturers and they will receive you.
那我想常常招待，我想很正常的话，以亚洲文化一定会喝酒。
And when they invite you to a dinner, and usually they will ask you to drink alcohol.
但是那时候我在想，我不喝。
And at that time, I think that I will not drink.
但是挣扎很大。
But I had a big struggle.
厂长找你喝酒，你不喝酒。
And if the manufacturer will ask you to drink, and you refuse.
然后在亚洲的领导找你吃饭喝酒，你不喝酒。
And those Asian leaders of those companies invite you to supper and ask you to drink with them and you refuse.
那时候我一直在想说，我是不是要假装一下？
At that time, I was thinking that whether I should pretend to.
我并不是说喝酒有什么问题，那只是说我不喝。
I'm not saying that there's something wrong with drinking, but I just didn't drink.
那但是这个状况之下，我是不是要假装一下？
But under that circumstances, whether I should pretend to drink some.
心里面有挣扎。
I had a struggle in my heart.
有时甚至想给自己找很好的理由。
Sometimes I even want to find a good excuse for myself.
我不跟厂长喝的时候，会不会影响我的工作？
If I didn't drink with that manufacturer, the manager, will there be some trouble to my work?
那后来再给自己找更冠冕的理由。
Later, I found a even the better excuse.
我自己的工作没关系。
If there's nothing wrong with my work.
但是我会不会因为我这个不做，然后影响整个公司的工作？
Will it possibly that my the work of my companies will be affected because I didn't drink with them?
后来我还是没有喝。
But later I still didn't drink with them.
我说主啊，给我力量，说不要就是不要。
I prayed to the Lord, Lord, give me strength, and if I say I will not, I will not.
很奇妙的是，当我说不要的时候，
But amazingly, when I said that I will not drink,
他们竟然回我一句话。
And they responded to me.
我知道你是基督徒。
I know you are a Christian.
我在想说奇怪，我没讲你怎么知道？
And I felt strange, yeah, because I didn't mention. How did they know?
我说你怎么知道？
I said, how do you know?
他说你吃饭在祷告。
Because you prayed when you had dinner.
很多时候，遇到外面情况的时候，我们会软弱，但是求神给我们力量。
A lot of times when we encounter something outside, we are weak, but may God give us a strength.
我们信靠他的人，我们会得胜。
We who trust in Him will have victories.
虽然有时候我们的得胜，我们会带来很多我们自己认为的利益的损失。
A lot of times, those victories, those triumphs, probably will bring a lot of loss in our in the things that we, in our ordinary life.
但是我们要想到圣经里的一句话。
But let's remind us of a scripture in the Bible.
诗篇有讲到一句话说：“我的好处不在你以外。”
And in the Psalm, there's a verse said, "There's no good thing beside you."
求神帮助我们，让我们真的知道说，信靠神的人，我们能得胜。
May Lord help us that, so that we know that we who trust in Him will have victories.
虽然我们会付上代价，
A lot of times we may pay the price.
但是我们有主胜过一切。
But we have the Lord, we can conquer everything.
在彼得后书三章第十八节说到，
2 Peter 3:18 says,
让我们在主救主耶稣基督的知识和恩典上长进。
And grow in the knowledge and in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
当我们想到这句话的时候，想到说，他是主的时候，是我们信靠之人生命生活的权柄。
When we think about the verse, we think about He is the Lord. He has authority over the life of us who trust in Him.
讲到他是救主的时候，知道说他是信靠的人的拯救。
And thinking about He is a Savior, and we know that He is a salvation of us who trust in Him.
讲到他是耶稣的时候，让我们知道说，他是我们生命生活的榜样。
And when we think about He is Jesus, and we think about He has the best example of us who trust in Him.
讲到他是基督的时候，他知道说，信靠的人，我们必得胜。
And thinking about He is a Christ, and we know that we who trust in Him will triumph.
重要的是知道说，以马内利。
The most important is to know that He is Emmanuel.
他与我们同在。
He is with us, God with us.
我记得在有几次的搬家过程当中。
And I remember during our moving from house to house.
有一句话对我影响很深。
And I remember clearly one sentence.
虽然那句话是对耶稣亚说，不是对我说的。
And that sentence, that verse was told, said to Joshua, not to me.
无论你往哪里去，我必与你同在。
Wherever you go, I will be with you.
但是这次因为这句话，我知道说我是信神的时候，神必与我同在。
But from that verse, I know that if I believe in God, then God will be with me.
而且他是以马内利的神。
And He is a God of Emmanuel, God with us.
与我们同在的神。
He is a God with us.
很多时候我们说神你在哪里？
A lot of times we ask God, where are you?
神与我们同在，只是我们忘了神。
God is with us, but a lot of times we forget about God.
在这圣诞季节当中。
During this Christmas season,
让我们在思想耶稣的诞生。
Let's think about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在思想主耶稣与我们同在。
Let's think about the Lord Jesus is with us.
在思想他是主，是救主，是耶稣，是基督。
Let's think about He is a Lord, He is our Savior, and He is Jesus Christ.
让我们真的是在知识上跟恩典上有长进。
So that we can grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ.
在恩典长进当中，要知道一切都是神所给的。
When we grow in the grace of our Lord, we know that everything is from God.
我们本是不配的。
And we are not worthy of those grace.
为着神的恩典，丰富的恩，我们感谢神。
And we thank God for His abundant grace.
我们一起起立。
Let's stand up.
我们再来念几处经文哈。
Let's read a few more scriptures.
我们就念路加福音第二章第十跟第十一节一二请天使对他们说不要惧怕我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的因为今天大卫的城里为你们生了救主就是主基督我们祷告
Let's pray
Honor 父神我们献上感谢的心
Heavenly Father we thank you
谢谢你赐下宝贝的话语。
Thank you for giving us your precious word.
让我们再次思想。
Let us think about.
你是主，救主耶稣基督。
That you are our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
你是以马内利的神。
You are God with us. You are Emmanuel.
真是让我们天天仰望你，寻求你。
So that every day we'll look upon you. And think about your grace.
让我们真的在知识上恩典有长进。
So that we can grow in the grace and in the knowledge.
从今直到永远。
From now to forevermore.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.